reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279EG Reedsburg.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath. Fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. For more than 250 million Orthodox Christians in the world, today's Easter Sunday. A special day for Orthodox Christians in Palestinian areas where prayers for an end to the war, the only Orthodox church in the Gaza Strip. These protests over the war continue on college campuses in the U.S. The issues divided communities, like at the University of Chicago, where school administrators said an encampment must come down.
We're here to study, we're here to learn, and they're impeding that, and we're not going to stand for that.
We are not here to escalate with them. We are here to achieve our demand.
We understand that the university is willing to give us criminal records before degrees, and I don't think that a raid is beneath them.
More heavy rains expected today in Texas. That's leading to fears of more flooding in the Houston area. And 7 people were shot overnight in Long Beach, California. Police say 4 are in critical condition. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. Classes in the Mount Horeb School District are expected to resume Monday. On Wednesday, police shot and killed a 14-year-old student outside the middle school in the Dane County community. No one else was physically injured, but counseling is being made available to students and staff. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel identifies the 8th-grade gunman as Damian Hagland, citing 6 sources who requested not to be identified because they're not authorized to speak on the matter. The Biden campaign returning to Wisconsin next week. President Joe Biden will be in Racine on Wednesday. He'll deliver remarks and attend a campaign event. It's his 4th trip to Wisconsin this year. Saturday is the Wisconsin fishing opener, and the Department of Natural Resources reminds anglers to make sure they have their fishing license before they hit the water. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. All kinds of sunshine today at upper 60s with light north winds. Tonight, mid-40s and mostly clear skies. Sunshine, lower 70s Monday with shower and thunderstorm chances on the way for Monday night. Increasing clouds from the lows to drop to the middle 50s. Still owe the IRS? Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. Right now, it's 40.
Whether you're headed to work, running errands, or gathering with your church, Sunrise is here to help you set the stage with encouragement.
I get it wrong more than I get it right. No time machine to go back. On my ship is sinking fast. No superpower to call on in the fight. I'm not the hero like that. On my rocket's bound to crash. Oh, I'm done looking for the water in the desert. Cause every time it's leaving me dry, I walk the world looking for something better. Enough to dive. I can't go back to the shore. Next to you, God, everything's for gold. Oh, I'm done looking for the water in the desert. Cause every time it's leaving me dry, I walk the world looking.
looking for something better.
You forgot you had, and they're perfect.
Yes!
Positive things do happen, like positive music on Sunrise.